A Tincture of Love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, A Tincture of Love. Chemists work with tinctures, tiny portions, and they put them in various vials and various jars, and they come out with some most amazing things. Well, now, a tincture of a flower flavor brings a glorious perfume, and you just put a little touch of the perfume on you, and you are sort of smelly, you're sort of radiant, you sort of have that perfume flavor, perfumed attitude about you, basically all day long. Little tincture. Just a little tincture of perfume can do that for you. Oh, yes. And you take a vitamin pill. That's a tiny thing, too. Although you think it's very big. A vitamin is very tiny. And the portion of insulin that doctors give to patients is a very small amount. And yet it does a very wonderful job in the body. Tinctures are something that we are familiar with, we are aware of, we have seen happening in our life all over the place, but have we ever thought of a tincture of love? Just the tiniest little drop of love. We have the ability to spray our love all over the place, and we do that. And sometimes in doing that, we make it sort of ludicrous that we love as we seem to indicate we do. It's just like a lady of the night. She loads herself up with perfume, thinking it's going to hide all the attitudes of what she's doing, and it never does. But a little tincture makes all the difference in the world. Now, how do you give a tincture of love? How do you give just the tiniest little droplet? Even not a droplet, just a smidge, just a touch of it. How do you give the tiniest little touch of love wherever you want to give love? Well, we could start out with people who giggle in their hearts. People who giggle in their hearts, they're loving all the time. They're giving that love in them so wonderfully. And basically, it's for themselves. And that's beautiful. Basically, they're loving themselves. They're giggling. And then sometimes they laugh out loud. And that's loving even more. And as they say, laughing can be contagious. And you hear one person laugh, and another person wants to laugh too. But did you think of a smile on your face as a tincture of love? A smile on your face is the tiniest little indication of love, but a big indication. Because everyone who looks at you and sees you really smiling, smiling with all your heart, smiling with an integrity of a smile, not just a put-on smile, but a real smile. They are uplifted by it. They have to sort of tickle up the edges of their mouth, their lips, and sort of smile with you a little. Yeah, okay, okay, okay. And that's a tincture of love. A smile is a glorious tincture of love. It's a tincture of love that does magical things. And wherever you go, if you can just sort of smile now and then at the things that you see in life, not only the things that you think about a happy situation, but you see happy situations. Or you see something that is sort of strange, and you say, I wonder what that is, you know? And you got a smile on your face because whatever you see, whatever you think about, whatever you do is good and very good. Hence, it deserves all the smiles it can get. When you're sitting at the table having a conversation with somebody and your mind is drifting away to somewhere else and the rest of the group is talking about something and they're smiling and they're laughing and you don't smile or laugh, they think, hey, you're not joining in. You're not part of the group. You're not into what they're doing. But really, you're into another land. And you're not sharing that tincture of love, which is your privilege to share if you want to. All of us have the privilege, the opportunity, the talent, the genius, the awareness to share a tincture of love if we choose. And we can be so mean, so ugly in our heart that we do not see anything happy or anything smiley or anything good in the world. Well, we hardly are worthwhile being around. But people who are bubbly, people who have the tincture of love turned on almost all the time. In some way in their life, they're showering out this tincture of love. And that tincture of love is from the depth of their heart. And you can be sure, you can be very sure, that that person who's sharing that tincture of love is having a very wonderful life themselves. That person who is giving more than just a tincture of love, giving a great laughter and a great joy in seeing things in life, is recognizing life filled with unconditional love, life filled with love beyond all comprehension, all discussion, all apprehension, but just being there and being there now. We all have this privilege, and it's up to us to take that privilege. My mother was one who, wherever she went, she had a smile on her face. Oh, she had her problems, she had her life worries, her family worries and other things, but wherever she went, she had a smile on her face. And when she called us children to come to her for some sort of discipline, she always had a smile on her face. And she would say, all right, now, what was this that you did? And we'd explain, and she'd say, is that something you're proud of? And we'd say, well, are you? No. Then she'd have a big smile on her face, and she'd say, okay, then don't do it anymore. Okay. And we'd have to smile, too, because she knew exactly how to get to us. She knew, with her wonderful smile and her wonderful attitude, her wonderful caringness about who we were and what we were and knowing that we had our own values and that our values were good and very good, knowing that and trusting in us and believing in us, all these things are the tinctures of love. When parents love their children and expect the best out of them, always the best, then it's great. There is no excuse for not giving the best. If at any time we do not give our best, we are not giving that tincture of love in our life. We are just sort of shuffling through life and wishing it were over. And perhaps, as an attitude like that, we have it be over. But when we are smiling our way through life, when we give our dab of love, our tincture of love, our little indication of a curled up lips in a happy way of love, when we have a mother who says, you knew better, didn't you? And we, of course, have to agree we did know better. Love is a wonderful and a beautiful perfume, and it's the nectar of the gods. It's the tincture of wholeness and purity and truth. It's the ideal form of sharing that has been around from the beginning of time and will be around in infinity. And you and I know how to do it very well. And we do it very well, today, tomorrow, forever. Our tincture of love never runs out. Just that little bit. For it shows across miles, across mountains, across conditions, across attitudes, across emotions, and it is eternally good. Give your tincture of love today as I do, and watch how happiness is the aim and the goal and the result of all things in your life as it is in mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.